Is anyone thirsty for fuck? It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. Welcome everyone to the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. I'm Mike.
Way to go, Mike. Give it up.
All right, Mike. We're coming to you from the outer part of San Francisco called Marin. I'm at my roommate's house. I bet my roommates love me a lot more than your roommates love you. Say that. And also, breastfed me a lot more than your roommates breastfed you. So, got that going on. What else is going on? Oh, my co-host, as always, Ignacio Juan Carlos.
Ignacio, come over here.
Ignacio is my Hispanic helper and best friend in the entire world. Ignacio, you want to say hola? Want to say hola? No? Okay, Ignacio's a little shy. Okay, maybe next time, we've got some sad news. Our previous host, who was a transsexual lesbian lamb named Taylor, had to leave the show. She was the previous co-host. This is your first episode. She had to leave the show when my roommate, noticed there was a lamb outside and nothing to eat for dinner. So Taylor's gone from the show, but it gives me so much joy to welcome the new co-host, the new co-host of the Mike Sitting Down Podcast, and that is Taylor. I named him Taylor, who's a transsexual lesbian parrot. The LGBTQRS community really wanted more diversity on the show. So I hired this awesome parrot, Taylor, and I really, really think it's going to go well with the three of us. Want to say hello, Taylor? Welcome. First of all, let me say welcome, Taylor. So, Taylor, are you excited for the homosexual line dance in San Francisco next weekend? Gay Pride Parade. You know, I'm just trying to bring into the conversation, Taylor. People don't really care about you. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. If you want to keep... Shut up, you're a parrot. Stop. Anyways, so all our sponsors dipped after the last episode. They didn't like that we were getting really political and talking about guns and violence and shit like that. So all our sponsors are gone. And so I made a bunch of phone calls called, Coca-Cola, Tampax, Microsoft, Google. None of them were interested in sponsoring the show. I mean, I know. I told them, listen, we've got 26 listeners across three states, including a listener in Texas and a listener in New York. That's just kind of national coverage you just can't get from a lot of the different advertising vehicles. We charge literally half as much as the Super Bowl advertisements cost, and they weren't biting. I literally told Tampax I would bleed for them. I would fight and bleed for their company, and that they can count on me. They weren't into it. So I went to New York. The reason I didn't do a podcast last week is because I went to New York to go find more advertisers, people that would sponsor the show. Because without the sponsors, the show's just not possible. You know, I'm incredibly busy. I work three part-time internet jobs. It takes up over an hour of my day. I have to pay countless bills, whatever. I'm not trying to drone on here, but so I went to New York and no companies wanted to advertise me, but some of the landmarks did. So, which was just great. So landmarks and boroughs. So here are the advertisements for this week, sponsored by this entirely New York. Love New York. That is my city. That's the first thing I thought when I walked in there. I'm like, this is my city. Okay. The podcast is sponsored by Brooklyn. A fun fact about Brooklyn is there are more people with Instagrams than people with jobs. It's also the site of the great Wi-Fi riots of 09, when the Wi-Fi dipped from excellent to spotty, and opening a simple ironic GIF on Tumblr could take over 8 seconds. The final count from the riots was 18 dead, 150 wounded. Mayor Bloomberg was so irate after the riots that he threatened to take away everyone's Valencia filter, but thankfully didn't. Brooklyn. We're also sponsored by Times Square. Imagine a channel that has only commercials. I give you Times Square, a bastion for commerce and Asian people to take photos of glowing things. A fun fact about Times Square are the lights in Times Square are hydroelectrically fueled by the tears of struggling actors. The podcast is sponsored by Grand Central. Built in 1995, it's the hub of all of New York City. Ironically, its chief architect and namesake, Charles Grand Central, of course, was hit by a train and later had a heart attack while recalling the incident and ultimately died of pneumonia caused by AIDS. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is also brought to you by the New York Stock Exchange. All right. New York Stock Exchange, created by a small group of rich people who thought it'd be neat to play a betting game that only they understood the rules to and completely controlled the outcome of, and then invite the entire world to play. Today, it's the site of rampant cocaine use and adultery that's just downright excessive. The New York Stock Exchange, visit today. Lastly, we're brought to you by Subway. Due to the success of the sandwich company, Subway decided to expand to transportation, and in 2002, the New York subway system opened. The idea originally was to help facilitate travel between subway restaurants, but now it's used mostly for hotboxing foul odors and a quiet place for homeless people to take shits. Subway. Awesome, so now we're going to move along to hypotheticals, which is when I call my friends and ask them terrible hypothetical questions. Terrible for them. Let's just say they're not choosing between cupcakes and blowjobs. They're just choosing between two not-so-pleasant things. So cool. So let's call Dylan and ask him some fucking terrible questions.
What's it going to be, dude?
All right. Yeah. Would you rather? This is kind of like a PG-13.
Don't hold
one.
Back.
Would you rather, for an entire year, smell like shit every day and not like smell bad, like sweaty, literally smell like feces, like someone rubbed feces all over you,
like poop,
like and bad poop too, not like benign poop,
yeah.
Or eat a spoonful of poop every morning, and so you have to either eat shit or just completely smell like shit. And like, I'm telling, like, you can smell you from 10, like, dog shit or poop, cow shit, just terrible.
Yeah, like you just rolled around and like a porter, like you jumped in a porter potty and had a slip or something. Yeah,
exactly.
But when you smell like shit, it doesn't, you don't see shit. Like you just look normal. Like you just
exactly.
You like leak shit. You almost like perspire shit. You know.
Exactly.
It's when the spoonful of shit is in my own shit. And how sanitary is this? What was the diet like of the person who shit on you?
All right, I'm glad you asked.
I mean, like, am I going to get some sort of, because you can get fucked. You can get fucked up for eating shit.
No, totally. First of all, it's antelope shit, so it's basically little pellets, and antelopes basically eat a grass diet, so you're of no risk of any catching any rabies or catching any whatever.
No, I'm not going to get any disease.
And in this hypothetical scenario, you will not get a disease. And yeah, it is antelope shit, so imagine eating like, what's that fucking ice cream that with the little pellets? That we saw.
Dippin' Dots.
Dots. Imagine eating like a Dippin' Dots spoonful full of just feces.
Can I prepare the shit in any way that I see fit?
Can I put it into a kale shake or something? No. You have to eat it, but you're allowed to chase with water. But that's it. And then you can't eat anything for 5 minutes afterwards.
Just a spoonful and just take it some water.
Yeah.
Like I'm taking my medicine every morning.
Exactly.
I take the shit. Because, I mean, you know.
Wait, you got it.
You know, because that's like you can still function. You can do that in privacy every morning. Yeah. I eat the shit. And then do that in privacy every morning. Don't tell anyone about it. Take it down. Explain. If someone does happen to see you, just explain it. You imagine storing it, though? Where do you store the shit? Like, you got, like, jars of it. You got to keep in your refrigerator.
Yeah. Like a massive ice chest in your room. Takes up, like, a third of your room.
You get a little measuring cup every morning.
A little bag you, like, flick.
Yeah. I would eat the shit.
Cool. So would I. No brainer. Cool. I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be that. I feel like you get used to it.
You get, and also, if you had to do it every day, you would just get used to it. Yeah, exactly.
Totally. Cool. All right, number two. Would you rather have...
I think that is.
Would you rather have I'd fucking die for this city in gothic lettering tattooed on your forehead?
I'd fucking die for this city.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Fucking with an N, no G. Or...
No shit, not, no specification, though, as to what city I'd die for. No. Just so, like, this
would,
city.
So you couldn't run. Any city you went to, it would be that. Or...
It's just like a blank statement. I like that. Okay,
exactly.
Continue.
Or live, period, laugh, period, love, period, in bubble font tattooed on your forehead.
Live, wait, what was it? Live, laugh, love?
Yeah, it's like your motto.
On my forehead?
Yeah, both of them on your forehead.
That's just like, dude, they're too similar. Like, I don't know, either one. I guess I'd go live, laugh, love because it's positive and not derogatory. It doesn't have like a curse word in it.
All right, well, you don't
fucking die for this city.
Yeah. Well, dude, you don't know because you don't have Facebook, but like that's what girls put as their status. Like, they put a picture of, like,
no,
their
totally, but not
like
on their, but that's
sign.
Irrelevant when we're talking about tattooing into your forehead.
Yeah, man, but, yeah, no, I guess so. I guess the...
You know what I mean? Like, I obviously would just pick the live, laugh, love. If I had to tattoo two things, I'd do the one without the curse word in
okay,
it.
Okay.
And still try to get, like, maybe a job at, like, Barnes & Noble or something. Like,
live, laugh, love, and it's in bubble live, font, laugh, love, literally
dude.
Blue bubble font.
You could take care of kids, man. You could like be a really good babysitter still, and just
yeah.
like constantly be telling them to live, laugh, love. You know?
Yeah.
You would totally have to match your personality though. I mean, you'd
have
to become like
really
a
positive and nice,
like a priest or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something that just as I'm saying, take care of kids or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your sex life's over.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like,
I was just going to say.
I'd get neutered, dude. I'd get my nuts cut off and just take care of children.
So you wouldn't even feel like sexual energy. Yeah, that's more.
No, yeah. Because I'd just be too. I would just kill myself. Like, if I did, because there's just no way that anyone would talk to you.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know. That just is so repulsive to me. But I mean, I think I'd probably do the same, I guess, just because of the F word. Wait, well, what if it was I'd die for this city, not I'd fucking die?
Well, but it's what you would have to do afterwards. So you do I fucking die, I die for the city. You'd have to become like a gangster or some shit afterwards,
yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah, I guess so.
And then I'd probably get other tattoos just to like, and then I'd turn into one of those like 415 like assholes who like have, you know, those like whatever, defend the Scotia shirts.
Yeah.
Or you do go the opposite direction with the live, love, laugh. And like I said, get neutered and take care of children.
Yeah, I guess you do more positive taking care of the children.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't want to be a fucking loser ass gangster that like, scares people with his fucking face.
Cool. No, okay. Fair enough. Okay. I guess so. Wow. Thanks so much to Dylan for coming on. Being a good sport. So now we're going to call my friend Johnny and see what he thinks about the same questions.
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good, dude. I literally, this stuff fast takes me to start beating off. I was like, oh, dude, Johnny's asleep. Fuck it. And I just went on the internet and literally
whipped it out, dude.
Swear to God, 3 minutes. I'm just like, oh, dude, I'm not going to beat off. I'll just like look at the porn, you know? Like, and just immediately, bam, bam. Shh. Then you got the text, like, oh, just put it away, like holstered my weapon.
Or just came really quick.
Yeah. Oh, shit, before he hangs up. Yeah. Those like that quick come that like, isn't satisfying at all. It's more just like getting the job done.
Yeah, like, I know.
Okay.
You that kind of reminds me. I was thinking of you know, like when couples are trying to get pregnant and shit.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess it's sort of a nice thought to think that your kid is conceived during like a fantastic. Fuck.
Yeah. Some glorious,
you know,
slow motion,
long, beautiful,
multi-camera
yeah.
angle, classical music in the background. Yeah.
But I heard your best sperm your sperm is best when you haven't ejaculated in like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah,
so we're
your kid to be best. You just got a premature nut.
So we're like the product of like our dads just busting hella quick.
That's a good question. Or we're just not very good sperm.
Yeah, just the bonus.
Our dads were just beating it all day, and then they fuck. We came out.
That's interesting. Wait. So the fresh sperm is better. You're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Weird. I would think the exact opposite. I'd think like the one that's been fucking just dying to get out of the sack all for 4 or 5 days would just come bursting out of the gates like a horse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was looking for a job, I applied to a bunch of sperm banks last summer.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Well, I actually got one.
No way.
It was in Berkeley. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't not ejaculate for 5 days.
Okay, I gotcha.
I got this email randomly on like a Monday from the woman. This is like 3 weeks after I submitted my application. Fucking lengthy ass application, by the way.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like a personal statement at the end on like why you want to do this. And so when I got the email, like it already been like a day or two. So I was already starting behind, you know, and then she told me that she's like, we can schedule you for Thursday. It's the only opening we have, but you can't ejaculate from now until then. I was like, ooh, okay. So I said I would do it. And then fucking the next night, it was the very next night, it was like Tuesday night. I was like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
So I broke one out. And then Thursday morning, it was just early. And I was like, oh, my sperm quality is going to be shitty anyway. So I just didn't even go. And I asked her if I could reschedule. And she was really like pissed off that I just bailed on her. She's like, we usually don't take people from North Bay. She's like, but you wrote such a nice personal statement that like I thought I'd give you a chance, and like you blew it. Like, what? I felt really bad.
Dude, they're only giving you like what, $50 or something, right? Like,
I mean, if you got that good sperm,
yeah, got a nice and hefty
and you
load.
Become like you become like a year long person, then it's a for real. It's like a hefty amount to beat off in a cup twice a week.
Yeah,
although. You know, it demands a lot of you. It's like you're not allowed to beat off with it like 4 days prior, or maybe even 5 days.
Fuck that.
Yeah, and you're asked to donate like once every week. So it's like the only window that you have to jack off or to ejaculate is the same day that you donate.
So it's almost like you can't get laid then, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. And
we're thinking
the
in terms of
donate.
Yeah. And you have to, like, run
like
and find
you're donating
a
on like a on like a Tuesday. This is my day.
Yeah.
Strike out, go home and jerk it for like just, 4 hours.
Just go to like the club at like 3 p.m. and just start dancing. Wait. Just wait for 10-12 hours. Dude, yeah, I mean, I know we've debated this a few times when we were both pretty wasted, but I could never do it just because I don't want little mics running around that I don't know, I would personally feel responsible for them, even though that's like completely irrational. I would just feel somehow responsible for this kid if he ended up either good or bad, you know? If he ended up like the president, I'd be like, that's my fucking kid, you know? And if he ended up a murderer, I'd be like, oh god, you know? Like,
yeah, I hear you.
I don't know. But
yeah, I thought sort of similarly, but you know, imagine what other assholes would have no problem doing it. They're just procreating, like
totally, man.
Some
pieces
of shit who don't have any moral qualms or any sort of qualms about impregnating hundreds of women.
Yeah, totally. That's very selfless. Yeah, you're better off with this seed than phones. Some just like homeless man. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they don't take those ones. But yeah,
I don't know if I have the quantity that they're looking for. Like they're asking for a lot, and they kept emphasizing
really?
That
fat loads.
There's like a list of foods. Yeah, we're looking for big loads.
Yeah.
Dripping, big dripping. What's that?
No, I'm just talking about like how many ropes. Like, how many ropes are you talking about?
Yeah.
We're talking 8-9 ropes.
That's like one of the questions. It's like height, weight, eye color, number of ropes.
Like
number of ropes on average.
Like if it were to be a fireworks display, would it be kind of like the middle, kind of dull spot, or the grand finale? Ropes, dude. They had to like supervise one time. I mean,
it'd be a lifestyle change.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, you have to pay me a lot of money. I mean, and also you have to go to the East Bay. And wait, so I don't understand. Because sperm are microscopic, so they only need one of them. Why do they need 10-12 ropes to shove in there? I mean, did they just margin for error?
Well, yeah, like the process of, you know, freezing it. I think, like, just as soon as, like, most nut comes out into the air, it, like, fucking dies.
Okay.
I guess they just hope for a giant load, so that maybe one of them is strong enough to survive like the freezing process and shit.
Okay, gotcha. That's so.
But that was like the fucking main thing. She said like you're not supposed to smoke because that decreases your count.
Oh god.
You're supposed to eat a lot of nuts and bananas.
Dude, I wish you'd write that all down for me so I can do all of those things and go raw dog chicks on the weekend. Okay, smoking. I'll make sure to smoke lots of nuts. Don't worry about this. Yeah, put my balls in the microwave and just freeball it, dude.
I heard having your laptop on your lap is no good.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard the same thing with your cell phone in your pocket.
Yeah, which is every time I hear that, I'm like, yeah, I gotta stop doing that, and then I just fucking do it.
Or keep doing it, dude. I mean,
you're right.
It's totally a short term thing. It's not like long term, supposedly. But what the fuck do they know? You know, we're literally like the guinea pigs for the generation of people having developing brains and putting a fucking cell phone up to it. Like we literally are the first one. I mean, amongst the first. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
there's just a wave of brain cancer where we all turn like 40. Everyone just drops dead. I mean, who the fuck knows?
I just saw some study that, I sound like such a douche when I say shit like this. I just read a study. I didn't actually read the study, by the way. It was like,
scientific journal.
Like,
I was flipping through
like
my...
I like NPR on Facebook, and I see some headlines, and I'm like, all right, got the basic gist of it.
Yeah.
Basic gist of this one that I saw was that, like, some colony of, I don't know, maybe, let's just say bees.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, like, a type of plant. I think it was, like, ivy. I don't know. They replicated, like, two pieces of space where, like, this colony of plant. Let's say plant.
Okay.
He tried to grow ivy on like two identical plots, but one of them like emitted cell phone radiation or some shit, and like,
oh, God,
shit just didn't grow there. Like the ivy like refused to grow. It just like wilted, and it thrived on the other one, which you know could mean nothing. But I don't know. From my extensive analysis of that headline, I think that means we're fucked.
Montage movie music starts playing and Johnny hits the lab downstairs, throws on the white coat, starts pouring beakers. Oh my God. Get the White House on the phone. No, that's not good, man. That's not good. I think the study I read the headline of was kind of similar. It was like they put cell phones in the bottom of like rat cages, like really small rat cages, and then the rat's semen count just dropped like fucking crazy. But then when they took the cell phones back out, those count went back up. So it's actually a good thing. Yeah, so it's a good thing for us to keep it around there. I wonder if we can even get like a more amended pouch that like is a Gooch cell phone pouch that's perfect. Just gives direct contact to the sack.
It's a radiation pouch.
Exactly. That good shit. Yeah. Sprinkle some extra radiation on. Get like a little attachment. Just blast your sack.
It's a great startup idea, man.
Yeah. Then we could all, until it backfires and we're like, we don't have to have a condom bust in like 3 minutes. Fuck.
Oh,
damn,
man.
You radiation pouch.
You know, people are, I think it's called cryogenesis or cryogenetic. I don't know. Some field where they freeze your sperm.
Okay, yeah.
And people have, like, a lot of reasons for doing it, I guess. Like, I don't know. I can't name any of them other than just the one where like, if you're worried that you're going to get injured or if you're old but you don't have a spouse or something, like, you want to preserve your sperm in the event that you might want to impregnate somebody.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to think of how it would affect me if I fucking found out that I was infertile, or which I don't know if that's the male term for.
No, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that would fucking suck, man. Sterile, that's it. Yeah, fuck, that would suck, man.
I wonder how it would. I mean, it'd probably be I bet it would drastically influence my whole fucking life. Like,
totally.
Some doctor just told me that.
Yeah, I would almost feel bad
like,
I feel like most couples find that after they're already married, like, oh, we're in this together, you know. But like, yeah, if I found that out before I was marrying a chick who like I knew wanted to have kids, I'd feel like bad. I feel like I would have to tell. You can't like not tell her, you know. By the way, like, I'm shooting straight blanks, you know, like.
Yeah, I have two older brothers. Like, if I was infertile, I mean, and I loved it, if I loved a girl, I wouldn't be like, she needs to leave me. I'd be like, nah, we should still get married. Like, one of my brothers can like
just knock you up.
Knock you up, maybe artificially, so I don't have to imagine them fucking you.
Or like watch it. Yo, John, you want to give us a couple minutes here, man?
Just a couple hours. It shouldn't take that long. Nah.
You hear your wife just like fucking orgasming like crazy.
You're the best ever.
Dude, that'd be tough, man. That would be tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, have your brother bang your wife while you're in the other room. And he's like doing you a favor too, so you can't even like hold it against him.
Yeah.
You have to like thank him afterwards. Thank you so much.
He just walks out naked, smoking a cigarette. Just takes a long stretch.
And she walks out, she's like so pleased. She's like, ah. What the fuck happened in there? Do you want to do a real quick hypothetical?
Yeah.
Would you rather, for an entire year, every day, smell like shit? Like, literally, not like you smell like shit, like you went for a run, now you smell like shit. Like, literally, feces. Just disgusting feces. Or, in the morning, eat a spoonful of shit. 1 second, my mom's knocking on the door. What's up, Mom? Alright, night. Anyways, sorry about that.
Yeah, you love your mom.
Did that come across? I tried to say it super soft.
Oh, I heard it.
Fuck.
Alright, just get out.
I'm trying to talk on the phone with my friends. Oh, God.
So, a spoon of shit every morning?
Yeah, so would you rather, okay, so eat a spoonful of shit every morning or smell like shit the entire day? And this is for a full year.
God.
You literally smell like, people can smell you from 10, 15 feet away, like dog shit. Not even dog,
who's
worse.
Shit? Who's shit would I be eating?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. It's antelope shit, so it's like kind of deer pellets almost. The way I explained it to Dylan was the ice cream. Fuck, I forget immediately. You know that ice cream we used to eat? Dippin' Dots. Just think about poopy Dippin' Dots, dude. And
like pretty melt in your mouth. Like, not much chewing involved.
Oh, these are not going to melt in your mouth. They're you're going to have to force them down. But you can chase with water.
Just water?
Yeah, but then after you chase with water, you have to wait 15 minutes. So you can't, like... Yeah, and Dylan's like, can I put it in a smoothie? Like, no, you can't put it in a fucking smoothie. Yeah.
I would definitely eat a spoonful of shit every morning.
Nice.
Can I plug my nose?
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I could get used to that. Like, it would suck for a while.
Yeah.
But by like day 200, you probably have like a routine.
Yeah.
You might be like desensitized to the smell. Like, plug your nose, choke it down, sip the water. Unlimited water?
Yeah, unlimited water, yeah.
Yeah. 4 ounces. Lukewarm.
Dixie cup full of water. Yeah, no, you
sounds
got
like shit. You're not gonna have sex. You're not gonna do anything with girls. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, I don't know, like with a job that would be problematic.
Yeah. No, totally.
Wait, I don't know. That's a shit one, dude. Maybe after like a week of eating poop.
You're like, fuck this. I'll just stay inside and smell like shit and work online. Take a year off. Write your novel, dude. Write your memoirs. Don't sometimes I think about how people
do something about it.
Totally. And not like chase girls around. God, be so much goddamn more productive. Like,
yeah, that's real.
No, but I would do the same. I would eat the shit, you know. I feel like you'd get used to it for sure.
Yeah.
Totally. Honestly, from experience, it's not that bad. Totally overblown. People blow it way out of proportion. It's not a big deal.
I like licked poop once, my own shit when I was younger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just in the side.
Were you by yourself or someone dare you? Or
I was like wiping, you know, when you're young and you're not good at wiping yet. So
I do. I'm still learning, dude.
Get some on your finger.
Yeah. Oh, God. You ate it?
So I had some on my finger. Yeah. I mean, I just like licked it. I don't know. I don't think it did much for me.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Put in like your fucking pepper shaker and pepper it onto your food. Nice and flaky.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, that got the. Okay. So now we're moving on to number two. The obligatory bad tattoo question. Would you rather have "I die for this city" tattooed on your forehead in gothic lettering on your forehead, or tattooed on your forehead "live period laugh period"?
Oh my god!
Wait, love period.
And, yeah, I knew that was coming. That third one.
Yeah, and that's in bubble font on your tattooed on your forehead.
God. I think that might be your best hypothetical yet, dude.
Thanks, man. I felt pretty good about that one. Yeah. I'd die for this city. So it's keyword this. So no matter where you go, people think it's like you can't like escape to a different city. Or
oh my god,
live,
so
laugh,
bad.
Love.
Oh my god. Probably I'd die for the city.
Nice. Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah. Go on.
I don't know.
Dude,
it'd be funny, like, depending on where I live, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it
would suck no matter what, dude, if I lived in, like, Omaha or like some random fuck town.
The bitches would think it's just awesome. Damn, he'd die for this place.
I feel like it would start more conversations. Like, people would ask what city or something.
Yeah.
If it was to live, laugh, love, people would just see that and, like, just shake their head.
And just beat the shit out of you.
Like, what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, no, that's very fair. I think I would do, I think I'd probably do I'd die for the city, unless you want to do live, laugh, love, and then you could go the ironic path, you know?
Yeah.
But even still, I mean, if you get someone to talk to you, that is, because then that would necessitate someone to, like, actually approach you, especially in bubble print, that'd be bad.
It's ironic, guys.
We just, like, slowly stop hanging out with you. Yo, it's pretty quiet this weekend, John. Sure, guys? Yeah, it's weird. Dude, you could just, like, hang out in dark clubs either way. That would be where you do most of your damage. Just go to, like, really dark dance. Like, eat a fucking audio discotheque.
Yeah, it's super dark.
Yeah, and, like, look like down.
The thing about a lot of these questions is, like, they're great because you're not allowed to explain to people, you know, like,
exactly
why you have them. But that brings forth a lot of questions. Like, I would have to tell people something if they ask me, like, why do you have this fucking tattoo in your head? So I'd have to say, like, that's just something I believe in, or, like, I was young and stupid.
Yeah. No, I mean, the number one thing no one questions, even for any tattoo, and just be like, I did it for my grandma. And they're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
I used to be like, live, laugh, love. That was my grandma's saying.
Yeah.
She died. She helped raise me.
Yeah, she helped raise me, and that was her thing. And, like, as she was dying, she asked me to do it, so I did.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
that's the perfect thing to say.
I know, but, like, her vision was really terrible, so she had to do something really close to her. So I got a tattoo on my forehead and just leaned in and, like, whispered into her ear. On her deathbed.
You couldn't say that for I'd die for my city.
Yeah.
This is the tattoo my grandma always wanted, but She loved her city.
Her name was The City. I died for the city. Dude, yeah. I mean, that'd be. I mean, you basically, you're kind of done. That might be time to become like a, I don't know, like an author, you know, to sit at home and then get like a mail order bride. Because you almost don't want to hang out with people that think that's a cool tattoo, you know? That's best case scenario. I mean, someone's like, oh, fucking rad tattoo, man.
Finally, someone's a taste.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's down and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm not trying to hang out with this person.
Good hypotheticals, man.
Thanks, man.
So are we.
Thanks, dude. Now it's time for the letters portion of the show. All right, Mike. Get her done, Mike. You got this. Thanks, Mike. Letters is when you guys email me anything you want to say. You like the show, you hate the show, want to ask me a personal question. Anything. I will answer it and read on the show. I'm that desperate. You email me at Mike Sitting Down. That's Mike with an M. MikeSittingDown@gmail.com. That's .com, and we will read your letters on the air. Should we get started here? Go ahead, Mike. All right, sounds good. Dear Mike, where the fuck is that? Dear Mike, I'm a big fan of the show, and know you're sponsored by Spirit Airlines. I'm a little formally sponsored, but you know what? So I wanted to share an amazing experience I had flying with them. Great, this is great. Firstly, when I got to the airport, they only charged me $10 to print out my boarding pass. That's way cheaper than a car or a boat or a CD that's not on sale. Also, they let me bring a personal item, i.e. purse, backpack, for free once I paid $30 for my carry-on suitcase. Catching some sarcasm here. Once I got on the plane, I sat in a row of seats that were all welded together. So if one person leaned their chair back, everyone got to. Even more, I really got to know my fellow passengers while waiting in the 15-person line for the one single bathroom. It would have been an even better experience if the lady in line in front of me hadn't spent 15 minutes in there aborting her Taco Bell grilled stuffed burrito. Sure, it smelled like the inside of a decaying antelope in the bathroom afterwards, but I should have thought ahead and brought a hazmat suit and a cyanide capsule just in case. Keep sitting, Mike, you pathetic, unemployed piece of filth. You're what would come out if a turd vomited. From Ellis Burks. You know, Ellis, I really don't respond to negativity. It's not what I do. So if you want to just say that I'm what would come out if a piece of excrement vomited, I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not going to react to it, okay? Words are like bullets, Ellis. They bounce right off me. Okay, thanks. Thanks for writing in, Ellis. Maybe think about what you say next time. Dear Mike Sitting Down, if everyone contributed as little as you do to society, humanity as we know it would cease to exist. Well, I don't think that's entirely true, but there would be no food to eat, clean water coming out of your faucet, or computer to type on. I suggest you stop wasting your time with podcasts based around people fucking their parents and get a real job. No, you won't do that. Well, at least go outside and count something or yell at birds or some shit. Fuck you, Garrison Hurst. Garrison, again, you know, I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to be the funny guy. I'm trying to ride into the show and be kind of goofy. I respect what you're doing, but I'm not gonna respond to that. It's just pure negativity, and there's simply no room for it. Yeah. Anyways, dear Mike Sitting Down, please tell me if I'm wrong, but aren't high schools basically prisons with a kids menu? Let's go over the facts. You're forced to be there, literally. Like if you leave, the police will come and find you and bring you back. The whole point of it is to educate and morph you into a decent member of society, which if you look at where the U.S. ranks in education, clearly isn't working. Both prisons and schools get paid by the state per person that's inside, so they have an incentive to have you there and make sure you come back. Let's continue. You respond to a regimented set of bells. You have to ask permission to piss. You're told when you can and can't eat. You walk in single file lines. If you get in trouble, they send you to a talk. They send you to talk to a head honcho who has no idea who you are, but will nonetheless assign you to a room to think about what you did, aka solitary. And by the time you leave this place, you've experimented with a bunch of fun drugs and interesting sexual practices. And after 16 years, you graduate, released, if you will, and you can really start pursuing your dream. The world is your oyster. Anything is possible. And everyone's like, fuck, where are the bells? Can we get some bells? So then we get a 9-to-5 to mimic the bell system we're not only used to, but depend on after 16 years of going through it. We're institutionalized like Brooks from The Shawshank Redemption. Damn, this guy's getting fucking heavy. That being said, I'm a college grad, work 9-to-5, and I'm perfectly happy. Also, your podcast sucks donkey balls. Thanks, JT Snow. JT, you raised some interesting points, but college is really fun. So I'd say I got something out of it, but you raised some interesting points, and I don't think my podcast sucks donkey balls, but I respect your opinion. You seem like an insightful guy. At least you didn't equate it to feces like the other two people that wrote in. Anyways, so that's the end of the podcast, guys. If you guys have actually listened this far, I really appreciate it. It's a work in progress. Again, if you want to write in at Mike Sitting Down. That's Mike with an M. sittingdown@gmail.com. Com is spelled COM, and then the little period before it. That's it for this week. They come out every week. Just like your dad. Fuck you. And yeah, so check it out. All right. And in the meantime, keep sitting. Thanks.